Tamo, a Dragon Ball fic, written by Dulcinea, read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. Summary. Vegeta knew what was coming the second he allowed them to be official. Vegeta knew what was coming the second he allowed them to be official. The doubts and the questions, the endless unsolicited advice. Everyone's shocked faces when Goku told everyone the truth. The wide eyes when they asked how long. Some scowled. Others smiled. Few congratulated them, mostly for Goku's sake. But the sentiment. Same thing. The very thing Vegeta warned Goku would happen. You're deluding yourself. Of all people, it's Vegeta. Vegeta! They don't blatantly yell that in Goku's face, or even are that blunt, because they do consider Goku's feelings in all this. But Vegeta understood all too well. The clear look sent his way of you won't last. The whispers they thought he couldn't hear of there's definitely someone better for him. And Vegeta knew damn well why. The caution and the underlying need to sabotage. Yes, the Prince of all Saiyans had become part of their group, but to drop this bombshell on their happy, stable view of their own world disrupted everything, and they couldn't place a single blame on Goku. How could they? After all, Goku couldn't have chosen Vegeta in all of this. Goku was the naive one of the two. But Vegeta never managed to hide his smile when Goku shattered their view of their old friend and came to his new mate's defense. Sometimes, Goku didn't need to say anything to them. It came in a pointed glare, a crinkle in the corner of his downturned lips. The burrowing of his eyebrows or the crack of his knuckles if someone said something particularly harsh. But they got the message loud and clear. He's not what you want, but he's mine. Deal with it. Vegeta liked it best when Goku said it out loud, though. The reactions were always priceless. Still, he knew the toll this took on his mate. As much as Vegeta knew what the outcome would be, and as much as he hated to agree that, yes, Goku was a tad naive and reckless, he still hated the way Goku sulked over this. He watched him sulking now in the comfort of their living room. Goku sitting on the couch and staring outside at the mountains, the waning sun hiding behind a thicket of trees. "Let them act however they like," Vegeta said. "If they come around, they come around. If they don't..." "I know. We've been over this. I just..." Goku crumbled where he sat, dumping his head down, chin meeting chest. Vegeta walked up to where he sat until he stood right behind him. He rested a hand on Goku's neck and thumbed the side of it, right over the mate mark. Goku rose a hand of his own and clasped the fingers over Vegeta's. Vegeta stepped closer and leaned down. He pressed his nose against the side of Goku's neck, tickling his ear with his breath.
Yelun Tandu Dula Kakarot.
This will pass. He took in his mate's scent with his next inhale and sighed into Goku's skin, leaving a whisper of a kiss behind. Goku squeezed his hand. Whatever that was, thank you. He pulled away, crossing his arms over his chest. Like usual, Goku seemed better as he turned around, looking Vegeta dead in the eye. The light back on his face. For some reason, speaking in their native language always seemed to give Goku the little perk he needed, and Vegeta was more than happy to oblige every time. "You still gotta teach me, you know?" Goku said. "Who knows what things you're getting away with?"
"Nukit kao uthuku yazi.
Wouldn't you like to know?"
"Blah blah to you too."
Vegeta chuckled.
"Isaid.
Idiot." He turned away, leaving the room for the kitchen.
"Hey, I know that word, Vegeta!"
His chuckle turned into a full-on laugh, only one Goku could bring out of him, and it pleased him well to hear his mate laugh with him, too. Vegeta knew what would have happened when they became official to Goku's friends. But their doubts, their questions, all their words proved meaningless to him. In time, he hoped Goku would see the inevitability of changing their minds, too, but... He watched Goku start up a kettle of tea while fumbling under his breath their Sadalan alphabet nursery song, and Vegeta smiled... really smiled at the sight. Vegeta saw it a fruitless endeavor, but not his mate, because that wasn't him. Goku wouldn't give up. He'd keep hoping. He'd keep trying. Goku cut his stare and smiled. "Am I doing it right, Vegeta? The song?" Vegeta nodded.
"You're doing just fine, Tamo."
He leaned against the wall and sighed.
"We will do just fine."